A message from Major League Baseball.
Oasis Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirute.
Good evening, everybody, from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. Zach Beirute along with Jessica Kleinschmidt. So glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio and MILB TV. It's game four of this six-game series. The Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. And so glad to have you with us on a beautiful Friday night, and hope your weekend is off to a great start. Is yours?
It is. I'm becoming very familiar with these two teams, and I keep coming back, and I'm loving it. I love being here with you.
And back at you. We love having you, and it's going to be a great weekend, a lot of fun here in downtown Reno with the Aces and the Aviators jousting for, I don't want to say positioning in the West, because the Aces kind of have that. I think more or less the Aviators need to win three games here to get themselves back in the race. The Aces leading Vegas by eight games with 24 left to play. And a missed opportunity for Reno last night. The Aces gave up two runs in the eighth inning with the Aviators down to their final four outs, and then ended up falling in extras by a final of 5-4. And we take you back to last night's ball game. It was Vegas scoring first, three straight one-out singles in the first inning, and it was Vince Fernandez with the third of those hits, driving in Mickey McDonald and giving the Aviators a 1-0 lead. Reno would tie it in the bottom of the third inning, a one-out double by Dominic Canzone, who scored on a two-out single by Dominic Fletcher. That tied the game at one, which is where it was until we went to the bottom of the sixth inning. And in the bottom of the sixth, the Aces came up with three runs on three hits, an RBI double by Jordan Luplo, an RBI triple by Drew Stankiewicz, and then Jose Herrera with an RBI single. And that gave the Aces a 4-1 lead and gave Brandon Pfaadt maybe an opportunity to win the game, but obviously he'd be rendered a no decision. Pfaadt went six innings, and after that start where he gave up the three hits in the first, he allowed one run on five hits while striking out seven. I know you were pretty impressed with him. Yeah.
I loved everything he did, and we talked about the mixture of velocity on some of his pitches and the way his mound presence acted like way more than a 23-year-old. Continuously impressed with these young guys.
So the Aces had the lead. It was 4-1, and then the Aviators would get a run back in the seventh. There was a misplay in left field by Buddy Kennedy. That resulted in a run scoring on a sac fly by Will Simonite, and then command issues in the eighth inning. Three walks in the eighth, including two with the bases loaded. That tied the game at four, which is where it stayed until the tenth inning. Vegas plated the free runner on an RBI double by David McKinnon, and the Aces got the tying run to third with less than two outs in the bottom of the tenth, but a strikeout by Seth Beer, and then pinch hitter Dominic Maroglio grounding out to end the ball game. The Aviators hung on for that 5-4 win. Our final totals last night: Vegas, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 11. Reno, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 8. The winning pitcher, Aaron Brown, now 6-3. Sean Poppin took the loss, giving up that unearned run, the free runner. And to Poppin, 0-2. There was no save in a game that took 3 hours and 3 minutes and 10 innings, and paid attendance 3,546 here at Greater Nevada Field. Turning the page to this ball game tonight, it's Dre Jameson on the mound for Reno, opposed by Ty Dameron for the Aviators. Dameron making his fifth AAA start, and we'll talk more about the starters when they toe the slab. First, Jess and I will step aside, turn it over to the public address for tonight's national anthem, and following the anthem, we'll have the starting lineups and the first pitch from Greater Nevada Field.
Thank you.
wonderful rendition of our national anthem.
Killed it.
Wonderful to get the weekend started and this ball game underway tonight. Zach Beirute, Jessica Kleinschmidt, glad to have you with us. And welcome to our audience tuning in on MILB TV. Sam Farnsworth directing our broadcast tonight. And he is working with our outstanding video team. Game four of the series. And let's give you the starting lineups. And we'll start with the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, as posted by manager Fran Reardon. Leading off, the center fielder, Mickey McDonald, batting second and catching Bo Taylor. Hitting third, first baseman Jordan Diaz. Cleanup batter, third baseman David McKinnon. Hitting fifth, the designated hitter Billy McKinney, batting sixth, playing second base Nate Mondu. And rounding it out for Vegas, batting seventh, the shortstop Kevin Smith. Hitting eighth and playing right field Vince Fernandez. And batting ninth, the left fielder Dalton Kelly. Again, for the Aviators, McDonald in center, Taylor catching, Diaz at first, McKinnon at third, McKinney the DH, Mondu at second, Smith shortstop, Fernandez in right, and Kelly in left. The starting nine for the Reno Aces is posted by their manager, Gil Velasquez. The Aces in first place, leading the West by 8 games over Vegas at 70-56 overall. Leading off, the center fielder, Dominic Fletcher. Batting second, the second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron. Hitting third, right fielder, Jordan Luplo. Cleanup batter, designated hitter, Seth Beer. Hitting fifth, the third baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Batting sixth and catching, Jose Herrera. And routing it out for Reno. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dominic Maroglio. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Jake Hager. Batting ninth, playing left field, Camden Duzenac, who's now played all 9 positions this season after playing first base last night. Again, Fletcher in center, Cintron at second, Luplo in right. Beer, the DH, Kennedy at third, Herrera catching, Maroglio at first, Hager the shortstop, and Duzenac in left. Ty Dameron on the mound for the Aviators, and we'll talk more about him when he toes the slab in the bottom of the first. But for the Aces, it is right-hander Dre Jameson, and Jameson is making his 21st appearance, his 20th start, 5-10 with a devilish ERA. 104 innings, and he has struck out 102 and walked 38.
Devilish ERA. That's beautiful.
Hey, I don't even want to say the numbers. The first pitch of our ballgame at 6:35 swung on and tapped up the first baseline, taken by Maroglio, and on one pitch there's one out. Again, 6:35, the first pitch. The game time temperature, 94 degrees. Maroglio fielding easily and then stepping on first. And a quick start for Dre Jameson with one away here in the top of the first.
Had a nice conversation with Maroglio earlier. Oakland guy.
You guys did some Bay Area bonding?
We did some Bay Area bonding. I'm a fan for life.
The Walnut Creek area was discussed heavily as that pitch is going to miss outside ball one.
Yeah, and he's very close to where I was living before I moved to Oakland and very much a big fan of some of the front office people that I work with. Begged me to meet Dominic Maroglio.
Pitch is a strike on the inside corner, and it's even at 1-1. Great dude, obviously, from Bishop O'Dowd High School. And played his college ball mostly at USF, University of San Francisco. Jameson played his college ball at Ball State, and he's going to deal, and it's bunted third base side. Jameson, the Gold Glover, will not be able to make that play, so it'll be a bunt single for Bo Taylor. Look at Bo dropping the bunt down.
Oh, he was scratched from the lineup a couple of times heading into here, so I'm glad to see him back, but he's back. And that's a tough – we can see Dre Jameson laughing about that. That's just a silly play on his part.
Jameson to his right, and had the ball go off his glove again. Jameson, a Gold Glover. They're going to give Dre an error on that. So here's Jordan Diaz, and the pitch is low and outside, ball one. I do think that if Dre makes that play and gets the ball in his glove, he'd be able to throw to first. I'm not sure, however, if that's a routine play for a pitcher, especially Jameson with his follow-through taking him to the right side, and he had to kind of pirouette back and go to the left side as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and tapped weakly to the third base side. Charging, gloving is Kennedy. Transfer throw to first, and in time to get Diaz for the second out. That'll get Taylor into scoring position, but two away, and David McKinnon coming up. By the way, the Aces defensively, the outfield left to right, Camden Duzenac, Dominic Fletcher, and Jordan Luplo. The infield third to first around the horn, Buddy Kennedy, Jake Hager, Giancarlo Cintron, Dominic Maroglio, Jose Herrera behind the dish, and Jameson, the aforementioned right-hander on the mound, seeking his 6th win tonight. Dre on the third base side of the slab with Taylor at second base. And a pitch is off the outside, ball one. The Aces tonight wearing their traditional home whites, white pants, white tops. Aces written in blue cursive script, trimmed in red on the front of the jersey with a red number on the lower left front of the jersey. And And for the Aces, it is a blue number trimmed in red on the back of the white jersey. And the Aces with their blue caps, the white letter A with the red diamond inside as the pitch is swung on and fouled back by McKinnon. The Aviators traveling gray pants are wearing their blue tops with the orange sleeves. Aviators in orange diagonally written across the chest, a white number on the lower left front of the jersey for Vegas, a white number on the back of the blue jersey. The last name of each Aviators player in white letters above the numeral on the back of the jersey, and Vegas wearing their blue caps with the LV in orange on the front. Sun is shining in straightaway center, extending toward left, but most of the sun is in right. The pitch is inside, and it's 2-1.
I swear the Aces wear their white unis just to see how dirty Dominique Fletcher can get them.
Fletch, definitely, you predicted last night he was going to have a dirty uni by the end of the game, and it took him just till the middle of the
game. It's going to be quick this time.
2-1 is inside, and now 3-1 to McKinnon. McKinnon batting .325, 15 homers, 51 runs batted in. Again, most of those numbers he accumulated with the Salt Lake when he was with the Angels before being DFA'd last month. The 3-1, and a swing and a foul off to the right, and now 3-2. And obviously, Jess, you've gotten a chance to see McKinnon with the A's in recent weeks.
I haven't. I was just going to say, it kind of feels like I'm following him everywhere. Yeah, I did see him in the A's clubhouse, and I got to see him play first base quite a bit. A very flexible guy, to the point where I, squint a little bit, making sure he's okay, making some of those plays. But he does a great job over there with some of those picks.
Payoff pitch from Jameson. McKinnon swings and lifts a fly ball to right center field. There's a stumble by Fletcher, and it's not going to matter. It's going to bounce on the warning track and over the fence, and McKinnon will still get his RBI as the ground rule double plates Bo Taylor. And it's 1-0 Aviators. Fletcher had a stumble. He was going back to his left. It wouldn't have mattered anyways. The ball ended up bending closer to Luplo, the right fielder. But it bounced on the track and then kangarooed up over the fence.
Yeah, that's a tough play on their part, but I got to give them props. I love the way Bo Taylor got on base quickly, got moved over, and McKinnon didn't mess around at all to score Bo Taylor in that.
So for a second straight game, the Aviators score in the top of the first inning.
And McKinnon has a lot of power that I've been really excited to watch, and he's showing it off now.
Pitches outside, ball one. That was a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Jameson, and that's kind of been an issue sometimes for Dre, where he'll get himself in spots where he wants to go to the fastball, and hitters at times will be able to square it up.
I think you mentioned before he really does love that fastball, which is apparent. I mean, he's got the velocity on, and he has a multitude of ways to use them.
Pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. McKinney, sorry, Jess, batting .290, 11 homers, 45 ribbies.
The velocity on that sinker is just ridiculous. I've been seeing that a lot lately in pitchers. It's been really cool to see.
Well, 96 piece there from Dre. A ball and one strike. His 15th pitch of the inning is taken for a strike on the inside, and now 1-2 to McKinney.
His changeup has some movement on it, too, that I really like to see. A smorgasbord of pitches.
He's got the grip for the circle change now. We'll see if he throws it on 1-2. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul off to the left. And that was actually a fastball from Dre. 97.
Oh, he tricked us. Dre Jameson.
Dre nestles on the third base side of the slab. White cleats today for Dre. All business.
I was going to say, I was looking forward to some of the swag, but I can respect that.
There's the 1-2, and it is off the outside. Two balls and two strikes.
Was it SpongeBob we saw last time?
So we got SpongeBob. There were some turquoise cleats in there.
A self-proclaimed sneakerhead, which, as am I. Yeah. So
the drip is ridiculous. Two balls and two strikes, and a pitch. And it's low and inside. Full count. So this is all of a sudden starting to become a taxing inning for Jameson, especially if he were to lose McKinney here. And he'd face Nate Mondu, who puts up a scrappy at bat every time.
And I've seen this before from Dre, and it's usually how he proves himself following an inning like this.
Payoff pitch, and strike three called. That one just clipped the top of the strike zone, and Billy McKinney is lamenting it to the home plate umpire, Tom Hanahan, who says, "Billy, I can do nothing about it." So Jameson gets the top of the zone and gets his first strike out of the game. One run, one hit. The run unearned because of the scoring of the E1 instead of the hit. The one error and one man left stranded. We go to the bottom of the first. It's the Aviators 1 and the Aces coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Ty Dameron will make his fifth appearance in AAA tonight, and the pitch from Dameron is swung on by Fletcher, grounded to the left side, is going to be taken deep in the hole by the shortstop, Kevin Smith, who makes a strong throw across his momentum to get Dominic Fletcher, and on one pitch, there's one out for Ty Dameron.
Guess we'll have to wait for another inning for him to dirty up that uniform.
I thought you might get your chance there, maybe he goes sprawling into first, but it didn't come to that.
Maybe he's matching Dre Jameson and just, you know, being professional today. All whites.
So 6-3 on the putout, and now Giancarlo Cintron, and the pitch is taken low, ball one. Cintron batting .360, three homers and 18 runs batted in. Ty Dameron drafted by the A's in the 15th round in 2016, so he's homegrown out of Texas Tech. As it swung on and looped toward shallow center, and what do you know? Giancarlo Cintron has a hit. I've said that a lot this season.
Day ending in Y, I believe.
Yeah. He is one for one, and the Aces have their first base runner. And Cintron at first with one out for Jordan Luplo. Luplo batting .222 in two games with Reno, has two hits. Can you guess what those two hits are?
A double and a dinger.
I knew you'd nail it. There's the pitch, and it is off the outside, ball one to Luplo.
I just love watching the way that he looks. He's so tuned in, and we were talking about it earlier, how many consistent at-bats he wants to get and making sure that he's getting more of those to hopefully get back with the Diamondbacks.
It's a swing and a ground ball to short. This could be two. Smith to Mondu for one, and Mondu the quick turn to first. And an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play stops the Aces in their tracks in the first. No runs, a hit. No errors and none left. Through one inning in downtown Reno, it's the Aviators 1 and the Aces nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Nate Mondude will lead off for the Aviators in the top of the second inning, with Vegas leading 1-0 here at Greater Nevada Field.
With "When I Come Around" is his pseudo walk-up song.
Yes. It worked.
It did.
Buddy Kennedy is even with the bag at third. The outfield straight away, and the pitch is off the outside. Ball one to Mondude. That was a good take. That was a pitch that didn't miss by much from Jameson. Left field is in the shadows. Dominic Fletcher has a streak of sun in front of him, and Jordan Luplo fighting the tough sun in right is swinging a little flare toward left and over the glove of Jake Hager, who tried to extend out and across his body, but it falls in for a base hit for Nate Mondue, and he has a leadoff single here in the second.
Yeah, and just his approach at the plate has been very impressive thus far. And he has a short stroke on it, which is the reason why some of these balls are landing in the perfect spot. A guy I don't want to have to ever throw to.
Yeah, he covers a lot of the plate.
Just as he does defensively, too, yeah.
Yeah, makes every play defensively. Reminds me a lot of Camden Dusenak, actually.
Yeah.
Here's Kevin Smith, and that pitch to Smith is off the outside. Ball one, he's batting .220, two homers and 30 runs batted in, with Mondue at first being held by Marolio. And the outfield straight away. Light breeze pushing out to right. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a foul ball top to the backstop, and it's even at 1-1 to Smith.
Finally got to talk to Kevin Smith today.
How'd that go?
Great. I mean, it was very quick and brief, but it was just good to see him. Saw him a lot, obviously, at the beginning of the season with the A's, so annoyed him a bunch and haunting him once again.
Are you just like a baseball ghost that floats around?
Yeah, I mean, I told you. I think McKinnon was like, oh, I've escaped her, and then boom, she's there.
Pitches inside, and it's 2-1. And then when you're not there, you're always there on Twitter.
For sure. And I feel like that was, I think with Jared Koenig, I told him after he found out he was coming back to AAA, I said, just so you know, don't be surprised if you see me back in Reno with you.
Here's the 2-1, and it's very high. So three balls and a strike. And Dre Jameson, who had his pitch count taxed a little bit in that first inning, is already at 25 pitches. And nobody out in the top of the second. Jameson hoping he can roll two here. Throw to first, and diving back goes Mondue. Jameson last faced Vegas in Vegas, and that was on the 6th, and he went 7 innings in that game. It was a strange line. He gave up 10 hits. He only allowed one run. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a drive hit well to left. Dusenak going back. Dusenak is going to turn, and it's off the dashers. Hitting third base is Mondue, and he will hold there, and Smith was fooled and now has to be chased back to the bag, and he's out.
Wow.
So the relay gets Kevin Smith trying to double back to first. And I don't know if anything happened there. I don't know if Smith maybe thought it was gone or if he stumbled. I wasn't watching him out of the box, so I don't know which. But Kevin Smith is stunned. That will be a hit. And Fran Reardon is going to come out and argue what I'm assuming is the tag.
I would think that Smith thought it went above the yellow line.
It clearly didn't.
Yeah.
And we've had close calls this year, but for me, that was right off the green part of the dashers.
Because the way he rounded, he took the... I assumed he was going to keep going full throttle, but he did slow down a little bit, maybe almost turning into somewhat of a home run jog. And then when he realized it was too late.
Well, we're about to see a home run jog as Vince Fernandez crushes that one to the hill and right. That is a two-run homer, and the Aviators lead balloons to 3-0. Well, Vince Fernandez got into that one, didn't he? 14th home run of the season, and there was no doubt about it.
You know, and I was telling you heading into the game, I've been curious about this guy. I haven't seen him in enough at-bats. He just got a hold of this one.
It was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Jameson. It became a souvenir quickly. And now Dalton Kelly in from the left side, and the pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing in one. Kelly batting .215, 13 homers, and 41 runs batted in. Three to the right of second, Jameson into his motion. The pitch swung on and hit softly to the overshifted shortstop, Jake Hager, playing to the right of the second base bag, and he throws to first to get Kelly, and that is the second out of the inning, 6-3. So two down and now to the top of the order, and Mickey McDonald. So a turbulent trip the first time through the order for Jameson. Aviators 3 and the ace is nothing, top of the second, and the pitch is off the outside, ball one.
I would have to think these batters know this guy can throw a lot of velocity, but have to be patient looking out for that changeup.
Pitch is down and in. There was the changeup at 88. A 2-0 and a swing and a foul back. That was a belated swing on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
It's very much the Mickey McDonald MO to still put the bat out there. Mm-hmm.
2-1. Pitches off the outside. And it's 3-1. It's on the way, and that one misses away. I beg your pardon. Now it's 3-2. Sorry, I was sneezing there for a moment.
Bless you, by the way.
Thank you.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to say that
to
the audience.
You're allowed. There's no curtain here. Just pull it right
back. I was going to say, I felt really bad not doing that.
It's a swing and a liner into center field, a base hit, and that was a 90-mile-an-hour sinker from Jameson up in the zone. And Mickey McDonald scalds it into center field, and a hit parade continues for the Aviators. That's their fifth.
You know, for Dre, it's interesting. He's utilizing all of his pitches, and that's got to be tough for him, knowing that a lot of things he's throwing, they're figuring it out.
Yeah, Dre is a guy that is used to getting some swing and miss, and there hasn't been much of that. Here's the pitch, and it's up high, ball one to Bo Taylor. Well, Dre also hasn't really established his fastball command here in the early going. And I think that's a big part of it, Dre getting himself behind in counts. The 1-0 and a swing and a miss. There's one for Dre. Swing and a miss on that 93-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone. And it's 1-1. One one is off the outside, and it's 2-1. Kennedy, the third baseman, even with the bag, well off the line. Again, Hager to the right of second. Cintron, the second baseman, playing the grass and short right. And the pitch is wide. Another fastball that misses, and it puts Jameson way behind the eight ball here, 3-1. There are two outs in the inning, but Jameson's about to throw his 40th pitch. Three-one, and it's very high, ball four. So Jameson walks Taylor, and for Dre, that is the first walk that he's issued. What has to be doubly frustrating for Dre, as Doug Drabek's going to go out to the mound, what has to be doubly frustrating for him is that talking to him, you know, last time out in SAC on the 27th, said he felt like he had some of his best stuff, and yet gave up 6 runs on 8 hits and 5 2/3 innings. I talked with Gil Velasquez in the Zoom after the game, and Gil said the same thing. He goes, I thought Dre's stuff was electric, and they were just getting to it. So you come off an outing like that, and now you have an outing here where you're missing. You can't establish your fastball for strikes, and maybe you're a little bit gun-shy after thinking you had good stuff last time out, still getting drilled and wanting to try and miss bats a little bit too much tonight.
Yeah, and that's tough. It's coming off an outing like that where there's the confidence there, but still people were figuring you out. That's got to be hard to even out on how to approach these at-bats, but you mentioned the high pitch count. I feel like he's at least utilizing everything. At least he can pick and choose what's working for him and what's not.
It was a start Dre had here against Salt Lake on the 21st of August. And I want to say, like, 21 of his first 25 pitches were strikes, and he looked ridiculous. He was filling up the zone as that pitch is in for a strike. So not a fastball, but a slider for a strike there from Dre. It's nothing and one to Jordan Diaz, who's the seventh man to bat in the inning. The outfield straightaway, two on either side of second. McDonald at second, Taylor at first, and Diaz in from the right side. The 0-1, and that one is a strike, and there's a fastball for a strike, and now it's nothing in two, and this is where you want to be if you're Jameson, ahead in the count.
And like I said, I think sometimes these at-bats are what helps them even themselves out as time goes on.
Pitch up and outside, and it's 1-2. 97 on that pitch. Dre had one to waste, and he threw it way up there. Fletcher to the right of second. Those flags are dormant right now in right, so no breeze. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a slap the other way to the right side. It's going to be taken by Cintron. Collects and throws to first to get Diaz. And that gets Jameson out of the second inning. But the Aviators get 2 runs on the 2-run blast by Vince Fernandez. 2 runs on 4 hits. No errors. And 2 men left stranded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Aviators 3 and the Aces nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed. And your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away.
The first beer chance of the night rained down on Seth Beer, who takes a strike. Check swing, but to the pitch registered as a strike at the top of the zone, and it's nothing in one to Seth, who's batting 230, 13 home runs and 52 runs batted in. Ty Dameron, the left-hander, fires, and Beer looks at one just wide, and it's 1-1. Seth had a tough at-bat last night in the 10th inning, had a runner at third base, the tying run with one out, And Seth trying to put a ball in play that would have tied the game, struck out looking, facing Aaron Brown. Did a great job last night. Swing and a line drive right field, but it is right at the right fielder, Vince Fernandez, and that is out number one on a frozen rope off the bat of Seth Beer.
I feel like at least when it's Seth Beer and it's in this kind of atmosphere, he's putting on a show for the crowd.
Always. So one away, and Buddy Kennedy batting .271, five homers, and 32 runs batted in. Again, Dameron making his fifth appearance in AAA, his second start, as that's going to be a check swing. And no swing, says the first base umpire, Eric Bacchus, the crew chief. Dameron out of Texas Tech. You know who else came out of Texas Tech, Jess? As that pitch is
Dallas
a strike.
Braden.
And it's 1-1. Yes, indeed.
The king. He left a really nice comment on our Instagram photo today. I know you're not an IG guy.
No, I'm not on IG.
But I posted a photo of us from our TV broadcast yesterday, and he said, get it, homie, which is the nicest thing Dallas Braden can tell you.
Pitch down and in the count 2-1. Having spent most of my career in Stockton, I became intimately familiar with Dallas Braden and what he means to that community and how he feels about that community. And he is a reflection of that place. That's swung on and lined into center field and a base hit for Buddy Kennedy. So Kennedy with a one-out knock. And the Aces have their second base runner of the game. One on, one out here in the bottom of the second. And Jose Herrera coming up next. For Ty Dameron, again, drafted in 2016. And seeing his first AAA time, so he has been in the lower levels of the minors for some time. I remember seeing him in 2018 with Stockton and back with Stockton in 2019. Has spent 2021 with Midland and most of this season with Midland in AA. Last year, as mostly a starter, went 2-7, had a 5.94 ERA. And the lefty delivers, and it is low and in, ball one. This year with Midland, 19 appearances, 18 starts, 6-4 with a 4.11 ERA.
He threw a combined no-hitter with the high A. What are your thoughts on combined no-hitters?
That pitch is low, and it's 2-0. I think it takes some of the pizzazz out of it. I mean, it's still, you know, you got a team that has not allowed a hit, but when it's one pitcher, that's really something.
I believe the starter went into six frames, which is nine these days. But
pitch misses, and it's three balls and no strikes. It was low A Beloit.
It was low A, okay.
April 12th, 2018, Bryce Conley, Ty Dameron, and Josh Regan. Pitch is in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Austin Beck drove in Nick Allen in that game for Beloit.
Ooh. Slick Nick.
3-1 is in for a strike, and now full count to Jose Herrera. Herrera, the switch hitter, batting from the right side, hitting .300 in his short time back with Reno, a home run and six runs batted in.
Also very solid against lefties.
Pitch. And a swing and a foul off to the right. Yes, indeed.
Also just really appreciated him. The home plate umpire got hit by a ball yesterday, and Herrera jumped up and just consoled him.
They very much empathize with each other, the catchers and the umpires.
They're like, I get it.
It's like being in the same foxhole.
Right.
Three balls and two strikes to the right-handed hitting Herrera. Vegas 3 and Reno nothing. Runner goes. The pitch is up high, ball 4. So Herrera walks. And the Aces have two on with one away. And Marolio coming up. Good at bat there by Jose Herrera working his way aboard. He was ahead 3-0. And then Dameron came back and got the count full. But Herrera works the walk. And now Marolio, who's in from the right side. Oh, Arroyo batting 269, 9 homers and 33 runs batted in. Second baseman Mondu is shaded toward the middle, and the pitch is taken off the outside. Ball one. The 1-0. And Dom takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Dameron rolled a double play to get out of the first inning. He's probably got that on his mind right now with two on and one away. The 1-1, and Arroyo swings us a fly ball to right. Fernandez is sizing it up, and Fernandez angled back to his right, makes the catch. Tagging from second, advancing to third is Kennedy. Herrera holds it first, now two outs, and Jake Hager coming up. So runners at the corners with two outs now for Reno.
David McKinnon's having a moment with Buddy Kennedy about the lack of wind going on right now. Because you combine that in this league, in this ballpark, every little bit will count. And a guy with like David McKinnon who has a ton of power can live off of that.
No doubt. Hager in from the right side, batting 231, three homers, 31 runs batted in. Hager a chance to put the aces on the board here with two outs in the second. And the pitch from Dameron is a strike around the inside edge. Good curveball there to start Hager. Buddy Kennedy at third, across the way at first is Herrera. Pitch up and outside. And that was another curveball, but that one high and away, and it's a 1-1. The 1-1. And a swing and a foul back, and now 1-2. Another off-speed pitch there from Dameron. That was more firm. That was a slider. One ball and two strikes. There's the 1-2 and a swing and a foul back. So Hager scrapping to stay alive. That was a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. So we've gone from curveball to slider to fastball here. The progression to Jake Hager.
That's an interesting progression.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder what Dameron's going to go with next. He's ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes. So he can try and waste one here, see if Jake wants to chase. There's the 1-2, and Hager takes up high, and that's what he did, a fastball at 90. Two balls and two strikes. Well, Dameron's shown that he can locate his off-speed stuff. Maybe that's back in play with the count 2-2. And it's on the way. And a swing and ground ball hit to the shortstop. Taken by Smith. He'll throw to second. Hager got a curveball there, so he did go back off-speed. But hit it right to Smith, the shortstop. It is a fielder's choice. That goes 6-4 and ends the inning. So the Aces put two on and come up empty. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two lefts. And heading to the third, it's the Aviators 3, the Aces nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER.
Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Vegas 3, Reno nothing. Zach Bayrudy, Jessica Kleinschmidt, glad to have you with us from Greater Nevada Field on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network. And Trey Jameson surrendered five hits through two innings. And the pitch to McKinnon is swung on and grounded to short. It's going to be taken by Jake Hager, who throws to first and in time to get McKinnon. And that is out number one. Second time that Jameson has gotten the first out of the inning on one pitch. He did so to open the ballgame with Mickey McDonald grounded to first. And here on one pitch, he gets McKinnon to ground to short. One pitch, one out in the third. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? So McKinney in from the left side, and McKinney will take a strike right on the outside edge. Billy, the only strikeout victim of Jameson to this point, struck out looking to end the first on a pitch that just clipped the top of the strike zone. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch from Trey. Good change there, and it's nothing in two.
It's a great pitch.
Well, and here we have, again, Trey Jameson working from ahead in the count. First two innings, he gave up five hits, and in a lot of those instances was trying to come back from falling behind.
Is he the kind of guy to get a little crafty during an 0-2 count?
Yes, as the pitch is swung on and popped up. This is going to be straightaway center field. Fletcher comes in, and Fletcher will make the catch, digging hard, coming forward for out number two. And that just speaks to his arsenal because he's got so many pitches where he could beat you. So for Trey to get ahead, nothing in two. I mean, the hitter is guessing what the dealer's choice is going to be because there's a lot of different ways Trey can get him out.
That's interesting.
So two down, and here is Mondu, who's one for one. Nate singled, sprayed one the opposite way over Jake Hager. His first time up, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Beautiful cloud pattern off beyond right field. Just a few scattered clouds, but they are in a nice formation there as that swung on and missed, and it's nothing in two. No longer any sun on the field, so the sun will be fading away here shortly. The 0-2. And it's in the dirt to the backstop. One ball and two strikes. Nice crowd on hand here on a Friday. Fireworks Friday. ITS Logistics with a great post-game fireworks show tonight.
It's always interesting to do a post-game with the fireworks going. My first one terrified me.
Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a chop up the first base side. And it's got a kick, I think, on Maroglio and get into right field. And Mondu with a wide turnaround first. And now a throw back. And out at first is Mondu. He had a wide turn. And Luplo fired the ball to Maroglio. And Maroglio's glove was right there. There could not have been a more perfect throw by Luplo. And Mondu kind of hesitating around first. And what a throw by Luplo. Right on the money. And Maroglio points in that direction. And I'm not sure what happened for the ball to get by Maroglio. It looked like he was going to get right to him. I would assume that it kicked something. On something and they got into right field, but either way it's going to be a single for Mondu, and then 9-3 on the put out at first. We'll talk about it when we come back. No runs, a hit, no errors, none left. And to the bottom of the third, it's Vegas 3, Reno nothing on MILB TV, the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Camden Duzenac leads off the bottom of the third inning for the Aces, the ninth place hitter, and Duz swings and pops the first pitch up. This is on the infield, and Jordan Diaz, the first baseman, will make the catch in front of the pitcher's mound for out number one, and on one pitch, Duzenac is retired. I'm still not sure, and I don't know if we can get a look at what happened at the end of that top of the third inning on the ball that got by Maroglio. I don't know if there was some kind of spin to the ball, but it was a strange play that ended the top of the third, because it became a hit for Mondu. I didn't expect it to be, and then Mondu with that turnaround first and the awesome throw by Luplo from right to get him as he was trying to double back to the bag as that pitches up high, ball one.
I really appreciate an outfielder who will not give up on those plays. You know, the balls out there are understandable, but a guy like Nate Mondu, who, I mean, he had a lot of motion coming towards second, so he had a little bit of an outer turn. But a guy like Luplo, who I talked about it earlier, is just laser focused right now. That's not a guy that you want to, and we can't take the away from Nate Mondu. It was definitely a great hit, but I love when an outfielder keeps it going like that.
2-0 pitches off the outside and a little bit high, and it's three balls and no strikes. Well, Nate, type of player that's always looking to take the extra base if he can. You know, he's not content with just getting the single. You know, maybe a guy juggles it for a moment and, you know, you get yourself a nice turnaround first, but that was a terrific throw by Luplo as that's in for a strike to Fletch, and it's 3-1.
And I talked about that earlier, like, despite his coming, you know, being assigned to AAA, he's not letting up at all. He's still laser focused, as I mentioned, and taking advantage of this opportunity.
Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman, Mondu, and he throws on to first to get Fletcher for the second out. So two up and two down, and Giancarlo Cintron
in a white uniform for Dominic Fletcher in the third inning.
I mean, you got to give him till like the fifth.
I don't know. Yesterday he gave me the third, and I thought that was later for him.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Quickly, two up and two down. Dameron's been very good tonight. Dameron got two on in the second inning, a walk and a single with one out. Got back-to-back outs to get out of it unscathed as that pitch in for a strike. And he rolled the double play to end the first inning. Cintron singled ahead of that double play in the first inning. The pitch is swung on in line to left field, and that's going to sink for a base hit. So Cintron is 2-for-2. A hit machine.
He really is.
Some guys just have this innate ability to hit the baseball, and Giancarlo Cintron just has it.
Yeah, he always finds the spots, which is half, more than half the battle.
There are guys that can spend hours in the cage, and I feel like Giancarlo Cintron, for him, putting bat to ball just comes easy. Not that it's easy, and I'm not implying that, but easier than it might be for others.
Well, you rarely hear a guy being characterized with bat to ball skills these days.
That one is looped towards right off the bat of Luplo, and it's going to be caught by Vince Fernandez coming in into his right. That would not sit for Jordan Luplo the way it sat for Cintron, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And now to the middle innings we go. Top of the fourth, the Aviators maintain a 3-0 lead on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, when did you get so smart about money? Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Trey Jameson's 53rd pitch of the night is in for a called strike to start the top of the fourth inning to Kevin Smith. And Smith singled his only other time up in the second. And the pitch is up high. And it's one ball and one strike. Smith singled, and it was off the LED dashers, and he was thrown out trying to double back to first. We've had two instances tonight of guys getting singles, Smith and Mondu, that have been thrown out trying to double back to first base. That's fouled back to the netting, and it's 1-2. Rarely do you see that once in a game, let alone twice.
Yeah, that was interesting to see.
Sorry, I forgot to turn Jess's mic on.
I was like, okay. I feel very targeted right now. You know how many people would kill to have a switch like that for me? My goodness.
It's the 1-2, and it's swung on and fouled back. Yeah, I do have some power right now, don't
you
I?
You really do.
So a literal mute button.
Yeah.
There's no lonelier feeling sometimes as a broadcaster than, you know, you're coming back from an inning and you turn your mic on, your crowd mic, and you forget to turn yourself up, and you start talking and you're projecting and, like, nothing comes through, but you can hear yourself on the crowd mic. Like, it's really sad as that's fouled back. And it stays a ball and two strikes. And you're like, oh, how did I do that?
Yeah.
We are getting deep in the twilight here. The stadium lights start to take effect here at Greater Nevada Field. One ball and two strikes in the pitch. And strike three called on the outside corner. So Jameson hits the outside edge with a changeup. And down on strikes goes Kevin Smith to begin this inning.
And it's interesting with his changeup because he's such a velocity guy that you know it's a changeup, you have to be told, because sometimes it still has that zip to it.
Back when I was starting out, this pitch on the way is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one, and I'm dating myself here, but, you know, early mid-2000s, there weren't many guys that threw 90-mile-an-hour changeups. You know, now you have routinely guys that you see sitting, you know, 86 to 90 with a change that swung on and wrapped to right field. That'll get down and be extra bases for Vince Fernandez. Fernandez around first. He's into second. And Fernandez has a one-out double. And that adds to his resume tonight. He had a two-run homer in the second and now a one-out double here in the fourth.
Yeah, I remember yesterday's game with Fernandez and all of his at-bats. I was thinking, you know, when this guy gets a hold of one, it's going to go. And I feel like yesterday's representation wasn't good of what he's able to do. So this is a game where he's definitely due and showing that off as well. And great location on that hit as well.
Three to the right of second. Hager is holding the runner at second, Fernandez. And Jameson fires. And it is a strike on the outside and nothing in one to Dalton Kelly, who grounded to the shortstop his first time up. Aviators 3, aces nothing. Vegas is out hit Reno 7-3. The 0-1, and it's in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike. One ball and one strike. Jameson's season-high hits allowed is 12 on July 7th versus Tacoma. It was almost 2 months ago.
I can't even believe we're in September.
Goodness.
Right now.
One ball and one strike to Kelly. It's on the way. And Kelly swings and grounds one to the right side. It's going to be Hager again. And Hager, for a second time, throws out Dalton Kelly in the shifts. Two outs. Fernandez advances up to third, but now two away. Now to the top of the order. And Mickey McDonald, who's one for two. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Pitch is swung on foul, tipped into the mitt of Herrera. That was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to the outside. And it's nothing and one. Runner at third base and two outs. And Jameson trying to keep this at a three-run deficit for Reno. Pitch is wide, and it's one and one.
An observation when it comes to Mickey is his tallness, the way that he's tall and the way that he's so short to the ball makes it look like it's not as elongated from the mound, the pitch.
He is a lanky dude as that pitch misses down and in.
Feels like he's got a shorter bat, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very wiry guy. 2-1. And a swing and a chop to the right side. Backhanded by Maroglio at first. He'll take it easily. Three unassisted. And that ends the inning. So Jameson works around the one-out double by Fernandez. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man stranded at third. The Aviators have stranded four through four, but they lead 3-0 going into the bottom of the fourth on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Seth Beer leads it off in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Ty Dameron has worked three scoreless under a beautiful Northern Nevada sky. Lefty to lefty, Beer fly to right his first time up, and the pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one. 90-mile-an-hour fastball well located by Dameron. It was to the outside, inducing the swing and a miss. Pitch is off the outside, and it's one and one. Bless you.
Thank you. I did one of those things where I had to look in the lights to, like, let it go. I was being teased by my own nose.
Isn't that a way you get rid of a sneeze, is the 1-1 is swung on
a
miss? Now, one and two, I heard you look into a light, and you say, elephant, elephant.
I did one of those two things. So, yes, it does work.
But I hear that's the trick.
Yeah.
I still don't know the trick to getting rid of hiccups.
Oh, I will show you. I just can't do it on air right now, only because I don't want to get any of the equipment wet.
That one is swung on and foul, tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Bo Taylor. Beer is 0-2. A good pitch there from Dameron. Buddy Kennedy in from the right side, and Kennedy is 1-for-1. He singled to center his first time up, and that pitch is up high, ball one. Kennedy has one of three Reno hits. Giancarlo Cintron has the other two.
That's who he looks like, J.P. Arencibia.
Wow, just came to you, huh?
Yes.
Is that pitch in for a strike? J.P. Arencibia, huh? That is a random call.
Well, I just saw him like a week or two ago when the Marlins were in town.
Pitch is up high, and it's 2-1.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
He's wonderful.
Buddy Kennedy, the pride of Millville, New Jersey. Pitch is swung on in line into right field, a base hit, and Kennedy is 2-for-2.
So if you're not the Millville Meteor, then what are you?
Huh. I have to figure it out. The Millville Meteor? Is that what you want to give? Is that the name?
Well, that's Mike Trout's nickname.
Right. Buddy and Mike are very close. So they work out
that.
Together. They went to the same high school.
I love that.
So here is Jose Herrera and Kennedy back to the bag. I know after Buddy got called up to the big leagues back in June, Mike Trout wanted the video of it, like immediately.
Aww.
Right after it happened. So they have become very close.
I love Mike Trout. Which sometimes I hate saying because people are like, well, duh. It's like, no, he's legit a good dude.
Swing and a chop foul outside of third. And a count nothing in two. I saw Mike Trout on a rehab assignment. I mean, I saw him come up through the minors way back when, 2010. But I saw him
in Trumbo?
Mark Trumbo, yeah. Yes. Gosh, that's going way back.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on a rehab assignment with Inland Empire, the Angels at the time, High A affiliate, 2018. And signed every single autograph.
Yeah.
Every single autograph. And it was really impressive. You know, the Angels sent a member of their PR staff to just kind of be with him. And signed everything. As it looks like Herrera maybe broke his bat.
Tim Lincecum did that, too, out here when he was on the rehab assignment.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy that was nasty when he was coming up in the minors. Tim Lincecum was ridiculous. The pitch is swung on and topped foul to the backstop. 2006 San Jose Giants is when I saw him. Once struck out 10 batters in 5 innings in a game in Stockton. He did give up a home run to a guy by the name of Lloyd Turner.
Wow.
Who's now a coach in the A's minor league system.
Wow.
And I've been waiting for the day that I cross paths with Lloyd Turner and ask him to recall that home run as that's fouled back.
I was going to say, I wonder like how often he tells that story. Because eventually, you're going to talk to a group of people, young people, who aren't going to know who Tim Lincecum is. And then that's just going to be, like, I don't mean to brag. And you're like, who's Tim Lincecum? I'd never want to meet that person.
The 0-2 is swung on, grounded to second. This should be two. It's taken by Mondu. Steps on the bag for one. Throws to first for two. And the second double play induced by Ty Dameron. This one goes 4-3. And the bottom of the fourth is over. Nothing in the run column for the Aces. No runs, one hit, no errors. And after that, none left. And to the top of the fifth remains the Aviators 3, the Aces nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com
and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop, for fully customized chopped salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Summertime in Reno. We go to the bottom, or the top of the fifth inning. And that pitch fouled back by Bo Taylor. And Taylor is 0 for 1. Taylor bunted, and I thought may have been able to be scored a hit in the first inning, but they ruled an error on Jameson, who tried to swipe at it with the glove and to swipe the ball away. Taylor walked his last time up. So again, Bo 0 for 1 with a run scored. Zach Bayrudy, Jessica Kleinschmidt, and it's great to have you with us. The 68th pitch of the night from Jameson is going to miss up high. Here comes, and Taylor swings and fouls it off to the left. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a shot to the left side is going to be gloved on one bounce by Buddy Kennedy. Nicely done. He corrals and throws to first to get Taylor. And that is out number one. Taylor trying to beat the shift going the opposite way, but he found Buddy Kennedy, the lone ace on the left side of the infield. And Kennedy handling that waist-high hop and an easy throw to first. One down. And Jordan Diaz coming up next. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. Is that pitch outside? Ball one. Diaz is grounded out twice, once to second, once to third. The outfield straight up, and the pitch swung on and tapped foul to the first base on deck area. And it's 1-1.
I remember the last time I saw Jameson on the mound. Struggled in the beginning. It was really hard for him to come back. But I feel like in this outing, he's evening himself out a little bit. I know those first two innings were tough on him. But for me, it's always good to see these guys, even, you know, as the time goes by and the frames go by, evening it out.
It's a swing and a two-hopper to third. It's Kennedy again right at the lip of the infield grass. Throws to first, and Buddy Kennedy being kept busy. Diaz now 0 for 3, the second time that he's tried Kennedy. So two down and David McKinnon. Dre Jameson, a guy that, you know, started this year in AA, albeit four outings, and he spent most of this year in AAA, but still a season where you're jumping a level. So you have that, you know, area of development. It's a pitch is going to miss in the dirt, ball one. Where you're trying to, you know, still figure out going from that level to this level. And it can be tough at times.
Yeah.
Dre has had his outings where he's sparkled, and he's had his outings where he's struggled. And I think that's all part of the deal and that we speak to about evening out. You know, over time, it you hope it will as that pitch is outside and it's 2-0. But you hope that in the struggles, you find yourself and get, you know, to where you can compete at the major league level.
And yeah.
Dre's is still a work in progress, obviously, but he has all the stuff as the pitch is up high and it's 3-0.
Well, and it goes just back to the whole motto of baseball, really. I mean, these guys are playing, they're failing at the highest level, really. I mean, look at the numbers. If a guy's batting 333, he's failing half, like most of the time. And it's, you're right. You have to kind of go back out there and continue doing what you got to do. And it's difficult sometimes.
Pitch is going to miss outside, and it's ball four to McKinnon. So that disrupts Jameson's bit at a perfect inning. It also ends the modest stretch of four in a row that he had set down. And McKinnon takes his walk. And for Jameson, that is the second walk that he has issued. He walked Taylor in the second. So now McKinney, who has struck out looking and fly to center, the outfield straight away. Three to the right of second, and the pitch is outside, ball one. Some dim light remaining in the western sky, but now for all intents and purposes, these stadium lights are taking hold of this field. But could be tough on the high fly balls still as that pitch is outside and it's 2-0. There's still some charcoal in the sky, so keep that in mind if any ball gets it way up there. McKinnon being held by Maroglio at first. Jameson bent at the waist on the third base side of the rubber. The 1-0, and it's a strike at the knees. One ball and one strike. 93 on that fastball, sinker from Dre. Billy McKinney was in the on-deck circle at San Jose Municipal Stadium when he found out that he was being traded for Jeff Samardzija in 2014. As that swung on and looped toward left center field, racing to his right is Fletcher. He stays upright, and he's going to play it on a bounce. Hitting third base is McKinnon, and the throw in comes to Jameson. Jameson sidearms toward the plate, and it pulls Herrera up the first base line. And it's going to be a run for the Aviators. Billy McKinney visiting the gap in left center field, and Fletcher spun around and fired over Jake Hager. So Jameson had to rush toward the infield dirt to try and cut it and then sling it home. And with the Fletcher missing Hager, the cutoff man made an easy decision for McKinney with two outs to try and come home and score, and he did. And McKinnon crosses the plate. McKinney is at third. And Nate Mondu in the batter's box.
How cruel putting them next to each other in the lineup.
Pitch is outside, ball one. I didn't realize it until now.
You know what I was thinking of is when you were saying McKinney, I was like, oh, is that like his nickname? Thinking about McKinnon. I was like, why give him a nickname that's so similar to his actual name?
McKinney's baseball nickname could easily be McKinney.
I was going to say, like, I'm glad you two have that relationship. That's where my mind went.
Pitch in for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. And again, that scored a double for Billy McKinney. And I believe he will get an RBI. There's no error on the play. It was just a missed cutoff, man, as that swung on and fouled off to the left, and it's 1-2.
Because I was just thinking, you know, we started the season out, and McKinney was there with us from the beginning, and there was so much pressure on him. They wanted him to perform so badly, and it's understandable with the way that the A's were trading away a lot of those players. He was supposed to, you know, replace the Chapman Olsen of the world with this Batman, Mark Canna, of course. And he was just struggling. And so I know when he got demoted, it was more about more approaches, kind of what Luplo is doing right now. Some more of those at-bats. And to see him go off like that was a pleasure to watch.
Swinging a line drive in a left center, a base hit, a sliding stop in the gap by Duzenak. Pops up, throws to second, but it will not be in time. It's going to be an RBI double for Nate Mondu, and the Aviators have woken up with two outs here in the fifth inning. Back-to-back outs recorded quickly by Jameson to start this frame, and then the McKinnon walk started it all. The McKinney double, and now the Mondu double. And two runs out of nowhere for the Aviators, and it's now 5-0 Vegas.
I'm starting to think that area of the field is owned by Nate Mondu.
He has been wearing it out.
Yeah.
And now Kevin Smith in from the right side. Smith will take that pitch for a strike. And it's nothing in one. There's action in the Reno bullpen. A right-hander has begun throwing. That one is a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and two. Blake Workman is the guy. No balls and two strikes. Mondu at second base, and Cintron tapping his glove in that direction. That pitch swung on and missed. And a sweeping slider from Jameson gets Kevin Smith. And Smith, for the second time, is a strikeout victim, and that's the third strikeout for Dre. But the Aviators get two runs on two hits after the bases were empty with two outs. No aces errors and one man left stranded. Now to the bottom of the fifth. It's Vegas 5 and Reno nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Dominic Maroglio will lead it off for the Aces. Bottom of the fifth inning, 5-0. The Aviators lead. 5 runs on 9 hits for Vegas. The swing and a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher Taylor, and it's 0-1. Royal fly to right is only other time up. The center fielder McDonald slightly towards left. The second baseman Mondu is toward the middle, and the pitch to Maroglio is in tight. 89 on that fastball from Dameron, and it's 1-1. Ty Dameron spun a beauty to this point. Scattered 4 hits. The 1-1, and a swing and a foul back, and now 1-2.
You know, I'm whatever about zodiac signs, but when it comes to identifying some of these players as their positions, I'm really good at it. If you didn't tell me Dominic was a catcher, I would have just guessed, because he has that disposition about himself.
There's the 1-2 on the way, and it's swung on and lifted to right field. This is Fernandez trotting to his right, and Fernandez makes the catch, and that is out number one. Yeah, Dominic Maroglio in the clubhouse, very much one of those glue guys. He connects with everybody. And it connects everybody with each other in the clubhouse. Every bit the catcher.
But on that note, I definitely got Pisces vibes from him, and he's for sure a Pisces.
Does that mean you think all catchers are Pisces?
No, but I do believe that to an extent, all catchers are created equal. And I don't think it comes easy.
Pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-1.
I mean that there's a soft toughness about them.
They all have definitely some of the same traits.
Yes.
The Pisces thing is out of left field, though. That swung on and missed.
I will say, like, instead of introducing yourself as a zodiac sign, be like, catcher in the Venus stars, something like that. Pisces, or catchers, are very compatible with other pitchers. Let's go with that.
Pitch is up and outside, and it's 1-2 as the center fielder McDonald has swung well towards right center. What is it about Pisces that lends them to being catchers in your mind?
I feel, you know, they're very chill and relaxed and understanding. And the reason why is because a lot of the loved ones in my life are Pisces. And I was thinking about this. I have such a fascination with catchers this season because of how the A's have brought so many catchers into the league. And you meet Daniel Susak, who's not even 20 yet, and he acts like he's so mature for his age. and they just come out there just like that, and it's so cool to see.
Breaking ball from Dameron swung on and missed, and Hager is down on strikes, so Jake becomes Dameron's second strikeout victim with two away. Camden Duzenac, who's 0-for-1. Duzenac popped out to the first baseman, Diaz, his only other time up, and that was a good curveball there to get Hager, 75 miles an hour. Pitch is going to miss for ball one. There's a swing and a fly ball shallow left center field, and that will dunk in for a base hit. And cutting it off in the alley is McDonald, but sliding to second base is Camden Duzenac. Duzenac sensing they might be able to get two, and he does.
I know you were talking about how athletic, I don't want to be repetitive, of an athlete Duzenac actually is. And just to be so heads up and noticing that, I love that he's able to show up each part of his athleticism in a bat like that.
So Duzenac is at second base, a hustle double. And now top of the order, and Dominic Fletcher. Here's the pitch from Dameron to Fletcher, and it is taken for a called strike. That Duzenac double, the first extra base hit tonight for the Aces.
Oh, wow.
Dameron about to throw his 62nd pitch. There is a number 62 throwing in the Aviators bullpen. They don't have a 62 on the roster.
Ooh, it's elusive.
You want to get on the case? The 0-1 pitch is swung on foul back, and it's nothing in two.
Could be Walkinshaw. He just got promoted.
I think it is, actually. I think it is Walkinshaw, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Congrats to him, by the way. I've been following his career. He skipped double A.
Now we got an 18.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Now we got Jake LeMoyne.
Oh, come on, guys. I was really excited about that.
It was a 62 for a minute.
Maybe it was Sean Doolittle coming back.
The 0-2 is outside. One ball and two strikes. An OGA.
We just had him on A's Cast recently complimenting Stephen Vogt, speaking of veteran catchers, saying, if Stephen Vogt ever manages, I will stop what I'm doing and join his staff as a pitching coach.
Talked to Morelli about Stephen Vogt today, too, when he was with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Same thing across the board. Just a lovely human, best teammate a lot of guys have ever had.
There's the 1-2, and it is up high, and it's two balls and two strikes to Dominic Fletcher. Aces trailing 5-0. The 2-2 is swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Fletcher, and that ends the inning. And for Dameron, that is his third strikeout. And Fletcher 0-for-3. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left as the Aces waste the two-out double from Duzenac. And out of the sixth inning, the Aviators 5, the Aces nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime.
at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Five nothing Vegas as we move to the top of the sixth inning. Zach Beirutti, Jessica Kleinschmidt from Greater Nevada Field, and the Aviators trying to make it back-to-back wins after a 5-4 win in extras last night. Is Blake Workman the new pitcher? And there's a swing and a ground ball to Marolio. He knocks it down, throws to Workman at first, but it's not going to be in time. I don't think Workman ever really got to the bag, so Marolio had that ball kick off his glove on the backhand try. We'll get another look at it if you're watching along with us on the replay. Marolio had it, I think, go off the heel of his glove. He tried to recover, but too much speed on the part of Fernandez up the line. Gave an underhand toss to Workman, who, again, did not get his foot on the bag, and that'll be an E3. And now Dalton Kelly in from the left side. Kelly is 0-2. He's grounded twice to short, and the pitch is low, ball one. So Trey Jameson is done, and Jameson goes five innings. It's a swing and a bouncer to the right side. Could be two. It's taken by Cintron. A Hager for one. Throw to first is in time for two, and a double play. So the Aces, who are in the shift, had to get moving with the Hager going towards second as Cintron fielded that. And everything happening on the right side of the infield there. 4-6-3. So Workman induces a double play, and now the base is clear. Two outs, and Mickey McDonald, who's 1-3. McDonald is single in the second, and the pitch is off the outside, ball one. Jameson, five innings, and he allowed five runs, four of them earned. On nine hits, pitch is in for a strike. And it's 1-1. Jameson walked two and struck out three. That pitch is going to miss a bit low. So 2-1 to Mickey McDonald, top of the order here for Blake Workman. Right-hander out of Cal State Fullerton deals, and it's low and inside. And it's 3-1. And a swing and a shot to the left side is going to be gloved by Hager. And he'll throw to first in time to get McDonald, who is busting it up the line. The inning is over. And Blake Workman faces the minimum despite the error that started the frame. He induces the double play. No runs, no hits, one error, and none left. And at the bottom of the sixth inning, the Aviators 5, the Aces nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouthwatering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It is the AAA debut of Jake Walkinshaw, who is up from High A Lansing. And a pitch from the right-hander Walkinshaw is low, ball one. With the Lansing Lugnuts in the Midwest League, Walkinshaw 3-1 with a 3.82 ERA, and that pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Guy that has a sinker and a slider, good changeup. The pitch is in for a strike, and it's now 1-2. There's the 1-2 on the way, and it's swung on and chopped foul back of the plate. May have gotten a piece of the equipment of Bo Taylor. Walkinshaw, the 1,094th pick of the 2019 draft in the 36th round out of Southern New Hampshire University. Got $1,000 and a plane ticket.
Good for him.
And last season was with Stockton as a starter in low A. 5-4 with a 4.85 ERA. Swing and ground ball, tight ropes to third baseline, and up into left field foul territory. Giancarlo Cintron's 3-for-3, and this is his first extra base hit of the night. And Cintron with an aggressive turnaround second, and he'll hold. He was playing cat and mouse there with Dalton Kelly, who's out of our line of sight deep in the left field corner. But Giancarlo Cintron has a double. He kept that one fair, and a 3-for-3 night for JC. Tight ropes the line and just past the extension of McKinnon.
Yeah, McKinnon's a guy who will lay out for those, and just Cintron continuously being himself at the plate. Those bat to ball skills are just insane.
So Cintron with a leadoff double. The ace is trailing 5-0, looking for some kind of spark. And Walkinshaw deals, and it's in tight, ball one, to Jordan Luplo.
And he's had quite the rise. I feel like I was just covering him with the lug nuts just not too long ago, and he kind of skipped up himself, and now he's here.
Which is in tight, and it's two balls and no strikes. Two and nothing to Jordan Luplo. The pitch, and a swing and a high fly ball to left. Dalton Kelly trots in, head tilted toward the night sky, and Kelly makes the catch, and that is out number one. Strikeouts, 11 walks, and 40 innings for Lansing. For Walkinshaw this season. Last season with Stockton had 63 strikeouts and 72 innings. But the A's will do this with guys who they feel can handle the assignment, get them up to AAA for a couple of games if there's a need.
Yeah, David Force just told us, of course, the A's GM said he's not going to give these guys.
As it's grounded toward the middle. Kind of hit off a walking shot. Barehanded by Smith on the right side of the infield. And he throws to first to get Seth Beer. That goes a 1-6-3 put out. Up to third base goes Cintron. That is out number two. That was hit hard up the middle and literally through Walkinshaw. Nice play by Smith as that ball slowed up after hitting off of Walkinshaw's feet.
those could be deadly. If that hits off of his cleat, that can go anywhere on the field.
Yeah, you got a pretty friendly carom there. Mm-hmm. And now Buddy Kennedy in from the right side, and the pitch is a strike on the outside, and it's nothing and one. Ty Dameron, by the way, was outstanding. Five scoreless innings. And Dameron scattered five hits. He gave up a hit an inning. Only one extra base hit, the two-out double by Duznak in the fifth is the pitch. Is swung and grounded sharply, but to the backhand side of the shortstop, Smith. He gathers, throws high to first, and coming off the bag is Diaz, who can't swipe the tag on Kennedy. It's going to mean a run for the Aces as Cintron scores on what will likely be an E6. And the Aces will take it. It's 5-1. Reno is on the board. It's hit hard, and Smith had to go to his backhand, but a relatively routine throw, and it just sailed on him. So no RBI for Kennedy. And that is the first Aviators error of the night. And in from the left side, it's Jose Herrera, but a throw to first, and Kennedy back standing. Here's the pitch, and it's up and outside, and ball one to Jose Herrera. Herrera walked his first time up, grounded into a 4-3 inning-ending double play in the fourth. Dameron walked one and struck out three. So Dameron, five innings, scoreless, five hits allowed, one walk, three strikeouts. The pitch is off the outside, and it's 2-0. And for Walkinshaw, that run will be unearned, as would any other run potentially in this inning. At the bottom of the sixth, the Aviators five, and now the Aces one. The pitch, and a swing and a fly ball to shallow left. Trotting in is Dalton Kelly, and Kelly gets to his spot, makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Aces do get a run on that two-out error, the throwing error by Smith. One run, one hit, one error, and one left. And now we move to the seventh, where the Aviators lead the Aces 5-1 on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Blake Workman back to work as we go to the top of the seventh, and Workman deals a strike to Bo Taylor, and it is nothing and one to Taylor, who is 0-2. He's reached on an error, and grounded to third. He's also drawn a walk. And the pitch is off the outside. One ball and one strike. Zach Bayrudy, Jessica Kleinschmidt, glad to have you with us from Greater Nevada Field, where the Aviators lead the Aces 5-1. Got to catch up with Bo yesterday for a while. As that swung on and popped foul back out of play.
Don't dumb it down. He called you out. He said, Zach?
I was walking back on the concourse, and I heard my name called, and I'm looking, and there's Bo, and we hadn't seen each other since, I think, 2014.
Wow.
And had a long, long talk with Bo, and it was a treat to watch him come up with the A's, that pitch up and away, and it's 2-2, and he was telling me how happy he was to be back with the A's. This is where he wanted to be, was with Oakland.
Before I talked to him today, he was in the Orioles clubhouse, and he was just beaming to be back at the Coliseum. He loves it.
Pitch is low, and it's 3-2. Beaming to be back with the A's or at the actual Coliseum? So those are two different things.
He was beaming to be playing against the A's. But he loves the Coliseum. You know the Coliseum. There's some
character. Oh, and it was with the Orioles. I get what you're saying. Is that swung on and foul, tipped into the mid of Herrera. And the down on strikes goes Taylor. So Workman picks up his first strikeout. One away, and Jordan Diaz. Diaz is 0-3.
Another guy I've been looking forward to watch with the bat is Jordan Diaz. A young guy, and I've talked about him, and he's got so much power in his bat. I'm on the Aces broadcast, but I do want to see Jordan Diaz just absolutely go off.
That can wait as the 0-1 pitch is in tight and it's one ball
not
and one
rushing
strike.
Not rushing it.
Again, Diaz has grounded out three times, one ball and one strike. 5-1, Vegas leading, and the pitch. And Diaz looks at a strike on the outside from Workman, and it's now 1-2.
I made the joke to you that Workman, since he's a Cal State Fullerton guy, he should be in an Aviators uniform. A's love them some Fullerton guys.
Owen is fouled back. One ball and two strikes. Really? Have they done well with a Fullerton guy in the past?
There's that Matt Chapman dude. Chris Davis. Mark Kotze.
Now the skipper.
Yes.
I can't look at Mark Kotze without hearing Dick Callahan say his name in my head as that pitch is out the outside, and it's 2-2. Mark Kotze! Two balls and two strikes to Diaz. Pitch. And it's off the outside. A full count. McKinnon is on deck. The Aviators 5, the Aces 1. Workman looking for a shutdown inning here after the Aces got on the board, albeit via an error in the bottom of the sixth. That's lashed foul off to the right. Stays 3-2. Nevada Donor Network proudly presents the Silver State Diamond Challenge and encourages all Aces fans to be heroes by registering as organ, eye, and tissue donors at registerme.org. We all have the power to save and heal lives. 3-2, and a swing and a foul back. Payoff pitch again, a swing and a liner into right, a base hit. So Diaz gets a hold of one, lines it into right, and that is his first hit of the night. Jordan Diaz going the opposite way, and he went with a fastball away. So one on and one out, and David McKinnon is up now.
I know David McKinnon was joking about the lack of wind, and I swear the flags were blowing while he was walking up to the plate, and now stagnant.
Pitch is in tight, ball one. I want to say we've had fewer windy days this year than we did last year. I feel like last year, pretty much every day, the wind was howling out to right. It's a 1-0 pitch, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Workman on the third base side of the slab. Blue Stockings pulled up knee high, and the pitch is outside. And now 2-1. Workman making his 21st appearance, his 20th in relief. He's 3-0, a 5.56 ERA. 25 strikeouts to 7 walks and 22 and 2/3 innings coming into this outing. Pitch is in tight, and it's 3-1.
Workman's got some pretty solid numbers.
One swung on and fouled back, and now full count, 3-2. Yeah, very good strikeouts innings pitched. Obviously more than a strikeout an inning. Payoff pitch. And McKinnon swings and lines this one toward the right field line. That's going to get down fair and roll into the corner. Rattles around out there. It's being dug out by Luplo. Being held at third base is Diaz. And David McKinnon has his second double of the night. McKinnon, who hit the gap in right center his first time up, doubles to the right field corner here. And just spraying it the other way. That one stayed fair by plenty.
You know, both these guys going opposite in their at-bats is always a positive sign. Especially a guy like Diaz, who's younger, and that's part of that growth process.
So now Billy McKinney, and McKinney is 1-for-3 with an RBI double.
Another name drop. I talked to Will Clark about that.
Got the opposite field approach?
Yeah, he said it's the one thing that everybody goes to him for. And he says the moment a guy starts hitting opposite, I'm very redundant with this, but the maturation process is certainly there. But Will Clark figured that out very quickly.
Pitch in for a strike, and it's 0-1 to McKinney. Got Truckee sitting in the first row.
Just sitting there.
Just chilling. The infield is in for the Aces. It's on the way, and it's swung on and fouled back. No balls and two strikes to Billy McKinney. The shift is on to the right side, and again, the infield is drawn in. Aces can ill afford to fall further behind. The 0-2, and it's up and outside. One ball and two strikes. If you're watching with us, a look at the infield. Outfield is straight up. Second and third with one out. This inning started with a Bo Taylor strikeout, but then Diaz singled. McKinnon doubled. The pitch swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes McKinney, and that a coveted strikeout for Workman, who went up and in on him to get the swing and the miss. And now with two down, here comes Nate Mondu. Strikeout in a key spot here for Blake Workman.
Oh, yeah.
Explosive pitch.
And it looks like McKinney's been kind of off balance in some of his swings tonight.
So here is Mondu, and the pitch is taken off the outside. This next pitch will be number 35 for Blake Workman. Here it comes, and a swing and a shot to the right side. It's going to be off the initial try of Cintron, but it deadens at his feet. He picks it up and throws to first. And in time to get Mondu, who's retired for the first time. Nate Mondu has been a really tough out in this series, and now with that, he's 3-for-4 on the night. The Aviators threaten. They had second and third with one out, but they do not score. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left as we stand and stretch on the banks of the Truckee River, heading to the bottom of the seventh. It's Vegas 5 and Reno 1.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a Piper Man, one day it called to you. I lost you. I lost you to the sky.
First pitch of the inning that Dominic Maroglio is going to miss for ball one. The second one is a line toward the middle of the infield on one bounce taken by Nate Mondu. And Mondu throws on to first to get Maroglio, and that is out number one. And Jake Walkinshaw, who gave up an unearned run in his first Triple-A inning, has one quick out here in the seventh, and Jake Hager coming up next with the Aviators leading 5-1. Here's the pitch. It is in for a strike, and it's nothing in one to Jake Hager. The 0-1 is swung on and pulled foul above the third base dugout. Five runs, 11 hits, one error for Vegas. One run, six hits, two errors for Reno. And really, there's not been much to write home about tonight for the Aces offensively. The one run scoring on an error is that swung on and pulled foul third base side and off of the bare hand drive Kennedy on the far side of the dugout. Into the camera well. There's the 0-2. And it's off the outside. One ball to two strikes.
Speaking of camera well, I saw David Calvert. Legend. Walking around with the camera.
What's going on? It's the pitch. And that is going to miss. And it's one ball and two strikes. Take a look down that camera well. Get some FaceTime for the crew.
We're doing a fabulous job, by the way.
Always. 1-2 is fouled at the plate by Hager, so it stays a ball and two strikes. What the Aces have done tonight offensively, they have, it's been an interesting night. They've had a hit in every inning, but they haven't really had any traction. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a fly ball looped towards shallow left. Coming in is Kelly, and Kelly, a feet first slide, and he makes a basket style catch.
Wow.
And Jake Hager with a long look out to left field saying, couldn't that ball have sat for me?
Well,
I feel like Hager's had so many of those instances this season.
Yeah, there's always one guy, right? And I'm glad Smith had a read on that, because that could have been a collision there for a second.
It was a nice play by Dalton Kelly, a nice feet first slide. So here is Camden Duzenac, who takes that pitch in tight, ball one. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a chop toward third. It's going to be backhanded by McKinnon. He throws to first and in time to get Duzenac. And a 1-2-3 inning worked by Jake Walkinshaw. Nothing across for the Aces in the seventh. Now we go to the eighth. It's Vegas 5 and Reno 1 on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub. With sliced, grilled, Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll.
Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Mitchell Stumpo, the new pitcher for the Aces, and Stumpo will take over for Blake Workman here in the top of the eighth inning. Aces have not been able to kickstart the offense tonight as that pitch is swung on and lifted to left field. Camden Duzenac trotting to his left, Dominic Fletcher to his right. He'll let Duz handle it as the left fielder puts it away for out number one on one pitch here in the eighth inning, and Vince Fernandez is coming up next. So Mitchell Stumpo making his 38th relief appearance, 1-2 with a 4.33 ERA. And Mitchell Stumpo, 10 straight appearances without allowing a run. Began on July 29th. And that pitch is just off the outside, ball one to Vince Fernandez.
Yeah, Vince is having a night too.
2-for-3, two-run homer, a double. And then last time up, he reached on an error committed by Maroglio. Pitch. And a swing and a foul back. Look out. Ball caroms off the sweets and behind home plate into the lower bowl. This streak for Mitchell Stumpo, again, 10 games without allowing an earned run, began on July 29th. Ranks tied for second in the PCL among active streaks. J.B. Wendelken owns a 7-game scoreless streak. The pitch and a check swing, come back into the mound. Stumpo has it. He's going to take it himself. One unassisted.
I appreciate that.
He's not into sharing.
Giving Maroglio a little bit of a break. I appreciate that.
A little extra cardio for Mitchell Stumpo.
I love that.
Maroglio says, give me the baseball. Let me send it around the horn at least.
I want to play.
Here's Dalton Kelly. And a pitch. And Kelly swings and foul tips into the mitt of Herrera. 97 from Stumpo.
I was just going to talk about how his intensity is. I love that kind of a guy coming out of the bullpen and just all business.
Again, Stumpo, who got into professional baseball by way of a tryout, went undrafted out of Guilford College. That pitch is low. And it's 1-1. His dad drove him to a tryout in Tampa. And on that day, it was like God touched him in some way. He threw harder than he ever had, and he wasn't trying to do it.
Wow.
There's the 1-1, and it is low and inside. And there's that slider, 90-mile-an-hour slider. That hard slider is Stumpo's bread and butter. But he complements it with a fastball that's a 95. Now we've seen 97 that he can locate. Two balls and one strike, and the pitch is swung on and chopped to the right side. The overshifted shortstop, Hager, has a room service hop, and he throws to first to get Kelly, and that is a quick 1-2-3 inning for Stumpo. 11 consecutive innings for Stumpo without allowing an earned run, and nothing across for the Aviators in the eighth. Go to the home half, and the Aces are winding it down to their last six outs. The Aviators 5, the Aces 1. And we're back after this on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world, and we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily, open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Jake Walkinshaw in his third inning of work, and the first pitch swung on and fouled back by Dominic Fletcher, and it's nothing in one, and I think Fletcher may have gotten a piece of the glove. I don't know if it was the backswing or what, but Bo Taylor's shaking it off. Not sure we can see what happened there with Fletcher. In any event, strike one. Pitch is way outside. And that was a curveball from Walkinshaw. 1-1. Walkinshaw took over in the sixth inning for Ty Dameron, who's on the winning side of the ledger right now. Pitch up high, and it's 2-1. And Walkinshaw gave up an unearned run in the sixth. It was a two-out error that led to a run. The Aces' only run of the game. And then Walkinshaw, 1-2-3-7. So he's retired four in a row coming in. So that's swung on and popped up third base side. McKinnon angled back to his right. And behind him is the shortstop, Smith. And Smith will handle it on the shallow left field grass for out number one.
The way that McKinnon obviously gave up on it because it wasn't his terrified me a little bit. But obviously Kevin Smith made up for it.
Come on now, Kevin Smith was in the vicinity.
I know. I need to trust people more.
I know you're a firm believer in Kevin Smith.
I love me some Kevin Smith.
Second baseman Nate Mondu is up the middle, and that pitch is inside, ball one. To Giancarlo Cintron is working on a perfect night. 3-for-3 at the dish, 2 singles, a double, and he has scored the only run of the game for the Aces. Here's the 1-0. And Cintron takes a strike, and it's 1-1. The Aces once again taking the field as Los Corazones de Reno as part of MILB's Copa de la Diversión September 15th and 16th. They'll take on the River Cats as that's bounced foul outside of third, and it's 1-2. Don't miss out on the fun. To get your tickets, RenoAces.com September 15th and 16th. That is when the Aces return from Salt Lake City. That is where we are off to next week. Good-looking crowd tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a slap to the first baseman, Diaz. And Diaz takes it 3 unassisted for out number 2. And even though that's the first time that Cintron has made an out tonight, still a nice piece of hitting. Got a pitch away, and he was actually down. He tried to slap it the other way, and Diaz ended up being right there, but that just shows you the plate coverage of Giancarlos.
Yeah, he's very smart in his at-bats, but he doesn't look like he tries too hard, and then there's an effortless mindset behind them, and just a guy that manages to put the bat on the ball. We've been saying it all night.
Pitch is swung on and missed by Luplo. 84-mile-an-hour changeup from Walkinshaw. Pitch. And it's in for a strike, and it's now nothing and two. Luplo has grounded into a double play and flied out twice. It's the pitch, and it's up and outside. One ball and two strikes. It's been a nice outing here for Walkinshaw in his AAA debut, Jess.
Definitely.
There's the 1-2, and it's in tight, and it's 2-2.
And I mentioned, you know, he's up here, and it seemed like kind of a skipping of a grade, if you will, but with a guy like that, and we talked about the way that the A's are approaching some of these guys, they're not going to put them out there if they don't think that they're ready.
It's the 2-2, and it is in the dirt, and it's a full count, 3-2. I remember, you know, when Stockton was a high A level, especially guys that have been, you know, collegiate players for 3-4 years, they would get a lot of opportunities to go and do this just because they were a little more seasoned than the much younger pitchers. So 3-2 is going to be ball four. It was a check swing. The pitch missed down and away, and Luplo able to hold his swing. So he is on, and that's the first walk issued by Walkinshaw. And Seth Beer coming up next, and Beer is 0-3. But I remember guys that would come back to Stockton after making a couple of spot starts for, you know, be it Sacramento, Nashville at the time. It would be an experience that enriched them and kind of gave them a lot more confidence, knowing that the organization had confidence in them to be able to do that. Here's the pitch, and Seth takes a strike, and it's nothing and one. This crowd's thirsty for some offense.
You're right about the good-looking crowd, and I'm not just saying that because my little brother and my niece and nephew are here.
Pitch is low and inside, and it's 1-1. Got to meet them. They came up to the booth.
Yeah. My mom was drinking a tall can. God, what a baller.
Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball line to left center field, racing to his right, unable to get there is McDonald. And one hops the fence. Around third to score is Luplo, and Seth Beer has the first Aces RBI tonight. Reno has its second run, and the Aviator lead trimmed to 3. It's now 5-2. A two-out opposite field double for Seth Beer, right between Kelly and McDonald.
You got to give the crowd what they want. They want a Beer. They want a Beer show when he finds the perfect spot out there.
And that two-out walk blossoms into a run for the Aces.
He's so cool. Everybody's screaming out his last name, which is perfect because it's Beer. He just is cool. He just looks so calm.
By the way, shout out to Chris Payne, who's our on-field MC here. He really gets the crowd lathered up for Seth Beer. And Steve Conley, the pitching coach for the Aviators out there now. Steve imparting some wisdom to his young right-hander, Jake Walkinshaw.
You know, I talked to Bo about that, too, you know, working with some of these young guys and how important it is, you know, Walkinshaw. There's probably nerves there, I would assume, and I can see him taking these huge breaths. It's a big moment for him, and it's a good time to just reconnect with your pitcher as a catcher and having the pitching coach come out there, even Nate Mondu to be out there, like loosen him up a little bit.
So here's Buddy Kennedy and a pitch. And it's swung on and lifted to left field. Moving to his right is Dalton Kelly. He's at an angle back to his right under the dashers, and he makes the catch and then braces himself on the fence. The inning is over. Buddy Kennedy got a lot of it but didn't get enough of it. And the side retire, but the Aces draw a run closer. They get one run, one hit. There were no errors, and one man was left stranded. So now to the ninth inning, it's the Aviators 5 and the Aces 2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jeff Bain is the new pitcher for the Aces. Bain, who started two nights ago and went two scoreless innings.
Yeah. Oh, I am on here.
Oh, my goodness. Clean it up, Jess. Is that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing in one?
I was going to say, this is a familiar face.
Jess thought her mic was down. She has PTSD when I accidentally had her mic down earlier in the game. There's the 0-1 pitch, and it is in for a strike, and it's nothing in two. I guess I set a precedent. I shouldn't crush you.
Sometimes
that.
I just feel very unheard, Zach.
Well,
okay.
Here, let me crank you up a little bit. No balls and two strikes to Mickey McDonald. And Bain deals, and McDonald swings and misses. And on three pitches, Jeff Bain has a strikeout. And with one away, Bo Taylor coming up, and Taylor is 0-3. Can't start better than that if you're Jeff Bain. Three pitches and a strikeout. Vegas 5 and Reno 2, and the pitch is taken for a strike by Bo, and it's nothing in one.
So for Bain, I know he's taken time as a starter and a reliever. Is he just getting some more innings in, or what do you think is happening here?
I just think he's a guy that's kind of like a Swiss Army knife, and they can use him, you know, in various roles. As that pitch is up high, and it's 1-1. You won't see him go more than maybe four innings if he's really economical with his pitches, but a guy that they could see making spot starts and a guy they could see even in middle relief.
I was just going to ask that. Is he usually a guy who closes up shop? Or
pitches up high, and it's 2-1. He's not been in late-game situations with the team leading. And that's no slight on Jeff Bain. He could do it, but they just haven't had him in those situations. And I think here is a spot where you're hoping he can pitch a clean ninth for you, get him to work in the 2-3 days. Is that pitch in for a strike, and it's 2-2. I think just want him to go one inning tonight after working two the other night, but you're seeing Jeff Bain pitch twice in three days. There's the 2-2. And a swing and a liner caught by the second baseman. Beg your pardon, by the overshifted shortstop, Hager, for out number two.
He keeps doing that to me.
Jake Hager, Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
Hager right there for out number two. Also a big wino. Jake Hager's gotten very much into the wine scene, so you guys can chat about that if you ever cross paths.
Because sometimes when I don't know where he's at, I feel like we're drinking too much wine.
Pitches outside, ball 1 to Jordan Diaz. 1-0, and a swing and a fly ball softly hit right center field. Fletcher racing to his left. Fletcher makes the catch, and that is out number three, and nothing across for the Aviators in a perfect inning. Worked by Jeff Bain following Mitchell Stumpo's perfect inning, and these are the only two perfect innings of the night worked by Aces pitching. And now the Aces need the bats to come alive as we go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Vegas 5 and Reno 2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The home fans on a Friday night at Greater Nevada Field trying to get the Aces offense into this thing as we go to the bottom of the ninth. Reno needing three to tie. And Jose Herrera, Dominic Maroglio, and Jake Hager facing Jake Walkinshaw. In his fourth inning of relief, Walkinshaw, who has come up from high A Lansing, has acquitted himself very well in his AAA debut. Gave up an unearned run in the sixth and then walked Jordan Luplo with two outs in the eighth inning as Herrera swings and bounces that to first. And on one pitch, Diaz has it and takes it to first, three unassisted for the first out. But I was going to say after that, Seth Beer had that two-out RBI double to get that second run. So Walkinshaw has had a very good presence about him here in his AAA debut.
Yeah, you know, coming into the game when he did, it's kind of interesting to see how he's able to elongate some of these innings. And then if he can close up shop, just to see what he's capable of and how much he can be actually stretched out for. It's a really cool opportunity for him.
Pitches in tight, ball one to Maroglio, who has flied out to right twice and also grounded to second. Second baseman Mondu is up the middle, and the pitch is taken for a strike on the outside. And it's 1-1. Reno needing two base runners to have a chance. Jake Hager is on deck. The 1-1. And Maroglio takes up high, and now 2-1. This would be a save for Walkinshaw. The only save that he has in his career came right after he was drafted with the AZL club in 2019 as the pitch is up high and it's 3-1. He has not had a save with a full season affiliate in his career. The 3-1. And a swing and a ground ball pulled to the shortstop. Securing it is Smith. A crow hop and a throw to first to get Maroglio for out number two. And now the Aces down to their last out. And Jake Hager, the last hope. He's 0 for 3.
Kevin Smith stays at shortstop.
Jake Hager has grounded to Smith into a fielder's choice his first time up, struck out into fifth and flied to left his last time, and the pitch swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. If Hager extends this game, Camden Dusenak is up next, and looking beyond that, it'd be Dominic Fletcher as the possible tying run if we get there. The Aces get back-to-back hitters aboard as that pitch is low. One ball and one strike. Just a programming note, Jess and I will be back tomorrow on Nevada Sportsnet at 6:30 on NSN. Here's the 1-1. And it is off the outside. Now 2-1. Game 5 of this series tomorrow. The Aviators, with one more out, would be trying to go for a third straight win after losing 10 in a row to the Aces. The pitch is swung and pulled to short. Kevin Smith's been a busy man. He's up with it, and he throws to first in time to get Hager, and that is the ball game. The Aces go quietly in the ninth inning, and Jake Walkinshaw earns a save in his Triple A debut. And congrats to him, as Bo Taylor congratulating the youngster on his first Triple A outing, and he wants the baseball from that. They make sure they get him the ball, earning the save in his Triple A debut. Our final totals tonight: the Aviators 5 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. The Aces 2 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. The winning pitcher tonight is Ty Dameron, who is sensational. So Dameron picks up the win, and he is now 2-0. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson. And Jameson sees his record fall to 5-11. And the save to Jake Walkinshaw. And again, for Walkinshaw, his first save in AAA. Obviously, this is AAA debut, but his first save with a full season affiliate since being drafted by the A's back in 2019. We will have the time of the ball game and the attendance coming up on the post-game portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next on the radio side. If you're with us on the television side, we will say so long for now. Our thanks to Sam Farnsworth, who directed our broadcast tonight, and his terrific camera team here at Greater Nevada Field. It was a beautiful night here in downtown Reno, but a tough night for the home team as the Aviators defeat the Aces 5-2. And on the radio side, we're back with the postgame show next on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Welcome back inside Greater Nevada Field here in downtown Reno. Zach Beirutti, Jessica Kleinschmidt, glad to have been with you tonight. It has gone final. The Aviators, after dropping 10 straight to the Aces yesterday, the Aviators got their first win since May 20th versus Reno. They've now won back-to-back games over the Aces. They win this one tonight by a final of 5-2. And Jess, this was a very well-pitched game by Vegas tonight.
Yeah, they really put on a show, and just from their starters, everything that Dameron did was fantastic. And then, like we were talking about, Walkinshaw's AAA debut, extending those innings as well. They didn't have to go dip into the bullpen after that, and he would just elated as well, and he was solid and definitely not much of a walker in a Walkinshaw. So lovely.
I was waiting for that one.
Yes!
From you. Let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aviators, 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They left 7 stranded. The Aces, 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 6. The winning pitcher, Ty Dameron, 5 shutout innings. He's now 2-0. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, now 5-11. And Jake Walkinshaw, his first save in his AAA debut in a game that took 2 hours and 17 minutes. And the paid attendance was 5,908 here at Greater Nevada Field. Let's take it back through it. The Aviators got their first run in the first run of the game in the first inning, top of the first. Bo Taylor bunting his way aboard. I thought it could have been scored a base hit. It was a ball that was off the glove of Jameson, but to the official score saying Jameson committed an error. So Taylor reached on an E1. Two batters later with two outs, David McKinnon with an RBI double, and the McKinnon's RBI double would give the Aviators a 1-0 lead, and they would build on that in the second inning. A leadoff single by Nate Mondu, and then Kevin Smith singled. And Smith would be thrown out trying to get back to the first base bag. I'm not sure what happened. Smith went off the wall. I don't know if he thought it was a home run, but he tried to double back to first, and they threw him out.
Yeah, and it could have been a situation where he saw the ball. He thought he saw the ball go above the yellow line. We didn't get a good read on it either. And then maybe getting a little too excited, turning towards second, but that's my guess.
Yeah, well, that to spare the Aces another run, because the next batter, Vince Fernandez, hit a two-run homer out to right. And that two-run homer gave the Aviators a 3-0 lead. And Dre Jameson was falling behind in the early going, Jess. You know, he was working from behind in the count, always tough. He was giving up some hits. But he settled down in about the third and fourth inning, and I noticed him working a lot more ahead in the count in those frames.
Yeah, and I've seen similar outings from him before where the first couple can be really, really troublesome. And he was kind of shaky in some of those outings, and I know – or in those innings, and I know he has a multitude of pitches, which I wonder if that could almost fault him in certain aspects because of all those things he can choose from. And he was able to even himself out in the long run, which was good to see, but, you know, I still think he has some improvements.
The Aviators would make it a 5-0 lead in the fifth, and this came out of nowhere. Jameson got quickly two up and two down, but then David McKinnon walked. And then Billy McKinney, an RBI double. Nate Mondu, an RBI double. So back-to-back ribby doubles for the Aviators to make it 5-0. Jameson went five innings, allowed five runs, four of them earned on nine hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. Meanwhile, the Aces couldn't do much against Dameron. Dameron gave up a single in the first, a single and a walk in the second, pitched around those, a two-out single in the third, a one-out single followed by a double play induced in the fourth, and then a two-out double by Camden Dusenak in the fifth. So Dameron allowed a hit in each of his first five innings, but only one hit per inning, and he was able to scatter those hits allowed.
Yeah, and, you know, I was looking at what the Aces were doing or not doing, and there was a lack of extra base hits in some of those at-bats, and something that we saw the opposite of last night. And there wasn't as much aggression at some of those at-bats that we saw in yesterday's game as well, but that ultimately hurt them, and it would have been nice to see more pop. But you did say there was still a hit per inning for the most part, so it wasn't like there was a lack of somewhat production going on there, but I think they need to be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, they weren't being shut down completely, but they lacked some traction offensively. We're never able to get quite going. And Dameron, five scoreless. He gave up five hits. He walked one, and he struck out three. The Aces' first run of the game came on an error. It was Giancarlo Cintron, who went 3-for-4, by the way. Cintron doubled to start the sixth inning. He was a third with two outs when Buddy Kennedy hit a ground ball to Kevin Smith at short, and Smith's throw sailed on him to first. And that allowed Cintron to score on that E6. That was facing Walkinshaw, and that made it 5-1. The Aces got the final run of the game in the eighth inning. With two outs, Jordan Luplo walked, and then Seth Beer with a ribby double the gap in left center. And that made it 5-2, but that was the last Aces hitter to reach base. Beer with that double. Four in a row retired by Walkinshaw after that. Had a drama-free ninth inning. I know, much to your chagrin, you're here for the drama.
I love the drama of Seth Beer going off as the crowd shouted Beer. That's actually a moment that I personally signed up for when I agreed to this gig.
Okay, well, I'm glad, yes. I'm glad we delivered for you. Walkinshaw went four innings in his AAA debut. He allowed two runs, one of them earned on two hits, one walk, and no strikeouts as he got the save. And that's how the cookie crumbled tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. Vegas 5 and Reno 2. Our final totals again. Vegas 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They left 7. Reno 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 6. The winning pitcher, Ty Dameron, now 2-0. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, now 5-11. And the save to Jake Walkinshaw, his first in his AAA debut in a game that took a snappy 2 hours and 17 minutes to play. The paid attendance tonight was 5,908, now enjoying the post-game fireworks courtesy of ITS Logistics. On the out-of-town scoreboard, one game still in progress. Sacramento leading Tacoma 3-2 up at Cheney Stadium. That game is in the top of the seventh. Everything else a final. Round Rock over Oklahoma City 3-2. It was Sugar Land all over Albuquerque tonight 9-2. Albuquerque's really been struggling. And Salt Lake over El Paso 8-5. The Bees scoring 7 of those 8 runs over the final 2 innings at Southwest University Park. And that's the out-of-town scoreboard in the PCL on this Friday, September 2nd, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, it's game 5 of this series. The Aces try and get back in the win column. And it'll be Danny Olivero making his AAA debut, coming up from AA. So Olivero making his AAA debut tomorrow. He'll be opposed by left-hander Hogan Harris, who's 0-2 with a 6.75 ERA. He is also a newcomer to AAA. 6:35 first pitch. Jess and I will be on Nevada Sportsnet with our open beginning at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, and our radio simulcast will start then. So we hope you'll join us for that. You ready for TV again tomorrow?
I'm ready, and I'm excited to see. I'm always ready,
for TV.
My eyebrows are always going to be on point. And I really am excited to see some of these guys that maybe a lot of people haven't heard of, and I think that's a really fun thing to watch as well.
Well, hope you'll watch along with us at 6:30. Again, our broadcast open 6:35 first pitch tomorrow, and we hope you'll join us for that. And that about does it for us tonight from Greater Nevada Field. Before we go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. We do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. So I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all that they do. Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side, and also thanks to A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden, who run the Aces social media. My partner is the great Jess Kleinschmidt. Jessica, can I call you Jess?
You can call me Jess.
Jessica Kleinschmidt. Jessica Kleinschmidt off to my left, and I'm Zach Bayrudy saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Again, our final score tonight, the Aviators 5 and the Aces 2. We will see you tomorrow. Again, 6:30 is our live open on NSN, and we will be with you on the radio side then as well. We hope you'll join us then, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Have a great start to your weekend, and so long from the biggest little city.